Good morning, ladies and gentlemen from Neckarsulm. Welcome to our analyst call on the results of Q3 and thus the first 9 months of the current financial year, 2021, of Bechtle AG. I'm very pleased about your interest. As was the case last year, our call coincides with the traditional start of the carnival season in the so-called Rhineland strongholds on November 11th. And as was the case last year, our numbers reflect the same cheerful mood. Despite global supply bottlenecks, Bechtle is headed for yet another record year. We will highlight the details in the course of my presentation. As usual, this presentation will be divided into four major parts, the focus being on business development, of course, taking a look at the key financials of the third quarter in particular, but thus also the first 9 months of the current financial year. We'll then take a look at the rather gratifying share price development of the past few weeks, followed by a few important strategic and qualitative non-financial results that are significant for the future development of Bechtle. And as usual, our last part will focus on the fundamentals and targets, looking at the final quarter of 2021. But first of all, the development of our business. In our ad hoc announcement of October 25th, we already communicated the fundamentals of the third quarter. So you already know that we continued to be very successful in Q3 2021. The demand is still high, and our customers seek to invest in their IT systems, particularly in challenging times like these. The only thing clouding the picture are global supply shortages. We clearly see this looking at our order backlog. As of September 30th, it amounted to 1.5 billion euros, which equals an increase of 75% year-on-year. And here we're talking about the volume of a full quarter that we are pushing ahead of us, so to speak. Having said that, we still managed to generate significant growth in sales revenues. The following chart exemplifies this trend, which shows the revenue trends this year. Q3 revenue growth amounted to a striking 9.1%, thus keeping up with the high level of the previous quarter. The organic growth rate is almost at 9%. Over the past 9 months, we thus achieved a 10% growth rate exactly, which is really something considering the aforementioned supply bottlenecks. When we're looking at the different quarters this year, what strikes me is the impressive level of Bechtle's consistency, a sign of the stability and resilience of our business model, particularly in difficult times. Our growth rate over the course of the year remains virtually unchanged. Let's take a look at the revenue development in the segments. As in Q2, the segment view is affected by prior year effects. In Q3 2020, the IT System House and Managed Services segment showed very good results. This is one of the reasons for the growth rate of 2.1% in the quarter under review. In addition, the current supply shortages have had a stronger effect here than in the sister segment. In the project business and in the case of framework agreements, we often find concrete and sometimes custom configured products. And this is the area where delivery times are currently the longest. In Q3 2021, at 23.4%, the IT e-commerce segment, on the other hand, was able to grow significantly. Here, our customers find it easier to respond flexibly to supply constraints and switch over to alternative products if necessary. May I also remind you that last year in Q3, this segment was still under pressure due to its international orientation. So the takeoff point clearly wasn't the same as for the IT system house and managed services segment. Let us now turn to the profit side and start with this quarter's EBIT trends. This year, Bechtle's profit situation really is extraordinary. We have shown high double-digit growth throughout the three quarters. But as gratifying as these growth figures may be, they are not sustainable from today's perspective, at least in terms of the magnitude. There are two factors that influence this picture. One, we see extraordinary effects in the quarter under review, especially caused by the deconsolidation of PSB IT Service GmbH. And second, an additional effect is our high inventory levels in connection with the current price developments in the IT market. Rising or even constant prices are atypical for our market, but in combination with our stockpiling lead to higher profitability. So these are both effects that cannot be projected into the future as far as their order of magnitude is concerned. So let us take a look at the segment trends. In the IT system house and managed services segment, EBIT grew by 23.3% in the period under review. The margin went up to 6.6% from 5.5%. This is where we see the effects of the two factors we just talked about. This is the only segment where the deconsolidation of PBS IT service amounting to a net total of roughly €3 million shows its effect. In addition, the higher profitability of the project business becomes noticeable here. In the IT e-commerce segment, EBIT grew by 14.6%. The margin declined slightly from 5.1% to 4.8%. The reason being the increased share of high volume business, which usually tends to dilute margins. From a year-to-date perspective, profit trends for the two segments are much more similar. Growth in IT system house and managed services amounts to 27.4% and in IT e-commerce 22.3%. We'll conclude the financials review by looking at operating cash flow, reflecting the current supply shortages in Q3. In the last 9 months, operating cash flow was at roughly €26 million. This is where the high stock levels aiming to ensure delivery capacity show their effect. In addition, inventories include a large share of project-related products, which could not be delivered to the customer yet because other components of the same order are missing. It was a conscious choice of ours to increase inventories because in the current situation, customers value availability as the single most important criterion of differentiation. According to our current assessment, we believe that this effect will not be sustainable. But as long as supply bottlenecks persist, availability takes precedence over cash flow optimization, at least for those companies who can afford to do so. Now let us take a look at our headcount. At September 30th this year, 12,744 people worked for Bechtle, which equals a year-on-year increase of 5.7% or 689 heads. Thus, the increase in staff numbers is still moderate, but more marked than in the previous quarter. 689 people, as an absolute number, are quite something, after all. 534 of them were new hires, by the way. So as you can see, we still manage to fill open positions at short notice. This is the most important message behind these numbers. And now let us take a look at the performance of our share. global capital markets have experienced an upswing throughout the year, despite COVID-19 and, more importantly, despite the global shortage of many products and supply bottlenecks. In Q3, the fear of inflation resurfaced and the macroeconomic outlook became less optimistic in part. But so far, this has not affected the bullish sentiment. And our Bechtle share too developed very well over the past few weeks. Since July, our shares have been on the rise, possibly also supported by the implementation of our forward stock split on 16th of August. In the middle of September, we hit an all-time high at 67.16 euros. After that, our share came under pressure following poor results and even profit warnings from the tech sector, in whose wake we got caught up. However, the publication of our preliminary Q3 figures on the 25th of October initiated a stable upward trend, and the stable upward trend then led to an all-time high of €69.14. So let us now come to the highlights of Q3.
Today we're going to shed light on three areas that will keep us busy far beyond the third quarter, namely employees and training, mergers and acquisition, and sustainability. Let us begin with a very positive bit of news from early September, the start of the 2021-22 training year. As of September 1st, 244 new trainees and students started their career at Bechtle. The number of new hires thus reaches a record level. Altogether, throughout the group, we are training 709 junior staff in 12 different technical and commercial trades. 634 out of the 220 trainees and students, that is the vast majority, are located at the German Bechtle sites. The current training ratio in Germany amounts to 7%. By 2030, we want to see that figure rise to 10%. Let us move on to M&A. Bechtle IT System House Austria acquired IT service provider Open Networks GmbH, located in Vienna. This further strengthens Bechtle's competitive standing as IT solution provider and service provider in the Austrian market. Open Networks is a specialist in the realization of IT infrastructure solutions and application services, data center security, and network services in particular. The company, founded in 2008, currently has 25 employees and expects for business year 21 sales in the amount of roughly 12.5 million euro. And the third and last highlight refers to the topic of sustainability, which is getting ever more important both for our customers as well as for the capital market. In September, Bechtle AG published its Sustainability Strategy 2030. Bechtle began taking a systematic approach to sustainability as early as 2011 and has been publishing all relevant activities in an annual sustainable report for 6 years now. The newly published Bechtle Sustainability Strategy 2030 builds on the organization's achievements while adding new and ambitious plans for the future. At its heart are four strategic areas of action: ethical business practices, people, the environment, and the digital future, each with three focal points and strategic goals attached. For progress to be consistently tracked and measures to be adjusted as and when this becomes necessary, Bechtle has defined milestones and operative actions. The list of aspirations includes Bechtle's objective to become carbon neutral in areas it can influence by 2030. And to conclude the presentation, ladies and gentlemen, let us cast a glance to the remaining weeks of the year. So we start the outlook. The question of how successful Bechtle AG is going to close the current business year hinges almost exclusively on whether the continuing high demand for IT solutions can actually be met by us. So in a nutshell, you might say supply capacity is key. But to provide even a reasonably reliable assessment of this question has never been more difficult than today. The level of uncertainty remains thus very high for the remaining weeks of the business year. And in view of the initially mentioned high order backlog, we mustn't rest, but we have to use the remaining weeks of 2021 to turn as much of this order backlog into sales as possible. This holds particularly true in view of the fact that the fourth quarter traditionally shows very strong growth. Despite all that, however, our customers' willingness to invest remains unbroken. Therefore, we continue to be extremely optimistic in the mid and long term. With us, confirm once again our forecast for the year 2021 and confirm likewise the mid to long term outlook for Bechtle AG. We continue to be confident and optimistic for the current business year and beyond. Thank you very much for your attention, and I'm looking forward to your question now.